Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
We are at the wildly lush, extremely exquisite, just undeniably awesome lifestyle home garden, which has evolved. The last time I was here, I was with my grandfather, like many, many years ago. He was super into his gardening. But now, I feel like he could be into anything, and there'd be an opportunity for him to come through to Lifestyle Home Garden and get whatever it is that he was interested in. Because as I look around me, it has evolved from just sort of a gardening space and a fruit and veg space and all of that into a space where you can get basically everything that you need in life in general. I was saying a little earlier on, the only thing missing is like a hotel, because you could wake up and you could eat. And I mean, even selling headboards, yeah, it's insane. Joining us now to tell us a little bit more about all that Lifestyle Home Garden has to offer is the marketing manager, Robin Scher. Robin, you must have a crazy task. Like, your job is no ways that's 9 to 5, because the amount of different things that you have to communicate in terms of the offering here at Lifestyle is so extensive, but certainly it must be really exciting to have so many things to offer people.
No, definitely, Ari. I think the best thing about working here is that the variety is just so vast that there's always new things and there's always so much going on. There's so many different things that we can market and advertise to our consumers. And also because it's a retail environment and also an environment we invite people to come for the day and really enjoy themselves, there's always something different going on. So it's a really dynamic position, and it's especially a very dynamic company to work for. So yeah, it's very exciting all the time. There's never a dull moment, and it's definitely not just a 9 to 5.
Yeah,
which is very exciting, actually.
What do you think? I mean, and I walked in today for the first time in many years with a perception around like, oh, okay, cool, it's like a gardening space. What do you think is the most far removed from gardening thing that Lifestyle has to offer that always surprises people when they come in? And they're like, what, are you doing that as well?
That's a very good question. I feel like there's too many products like that. Because we have a mica, we even sell things like showers.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have all the tools, obviously, which are complementary to our gardening products. But then we also have other things, which is very interesting. And because we do indoor decor, that also brings another element. Mm. One thing which is huge for us, and I think people often don't realize, is we do a huge Christmas range. So we have all themed Christmas decor with ornaments and even lights, Christmas trees. So yeah, I think that the variety is so big that there's just always amazing things. But I can't think of the one thing, because there's just too many.
You just have to come experience it for yourself.
Definitely.
And certainly it must be really cool that the offering has evolved so much to a point where this really is a one-stop solution for almost everything that the average person could need. And that must be sort of out of the demand for the great service that you guys offer, and the great kind of insight that you offer, and the great sort of quality of the different products that you offer as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we have the full home and garden solution. So whether it's indoor or outdoor that you're looking for, we really have the variety for both of those. And like you say, we have customers who are so loyal to us, who come here and buy a huge range of products, that the more we see what customers want, the more they ask for things, with the more we're able to extend our range. And that's just incredible for us as well, to grow as a business and obviously have a greater offering.
And you seem to keep pretty good tabs on everything that, and there must be thousands of products and offerings here, because you were telling me earlier about the watering cans that came from overseas, and they're really cool, and it's this material and that material. I mean, you've got the entire product catalog waxed here.
Well, I wouldn't say that much, but I do try. I think with the indoor decor, I'm a bit more involved. And we do the buying as a team. We're quite a big team, and we do a lot of local, but we also actually source from overseas as well and import a bit of our decor to get that real quality and variety and uniqueness. So that's interesting for me. I am involved in that. But the plants is another thing completely. We have more than 3,000 varieties at any time. So it's very difficult to always know exactly what's here.
3,000?
Yeah, it's a lot. But you see, that's why I think it's so nice when customers come and see. The range is just incredible. So there's so much to see. And I think you won't truly know what's here until you actually just come and take a look around.
Now, what does your house and home look like? What does your space look like? Because I would imagine it's difficult to leave here every day without picking something up and putting it back in the house.
It is so difficult. I've started a succulent collection in terracotta pots.
You see what working at Lifestyle Home Garden will make you do. Something you probably never thought you'd have a succulent collection in your entire life.
Yeah. I never thought that. The thing about succulents, we have this huge section with quite a few tables, and every time I see something new and adorable, I just have to buy it.
Yeah.
And we also import our terracotta pots, and they're quality from Italy, so I just can't resist all the different shapes and sizes. I have to buy them. So that's like my pride and joy, and I must say I do every now and then get a few things from the decor area and buy some indoor plants, because you actually cannot resist when you work here.
Well, I did see producer Felisa eyeing a terracotta pot a little early on. So if you see an increased spike in sales in those today, you'll know that it was her that was behind that. All right. So we're going to meet another incredible individual from a Lifestyle Home Garden in a bit. Who are we about to hang out with as well?
So we're also going to chat to Dalen Gibbons. He's our general manager. And yeah, I think it will be interesting also to chat to him. He's really involved on the floor, and he is the one who knows everything and who covers the whole range, all the different departments. So yeah, especially in this dynamic business, it's good to talk to people who have to run it on a daily basis.
So Dalen is the guy that has the stress of every night hoping that everyone's watered the plants accurately and that they're still going to be there in the morning. All right, we're going to touch base with Dalen and more with Robin all other side of this as we broadcast live from a Lifestyle Home Garden, which, by the way, for a Friday afternoon has a truckload of people walking about, but I get the impression that it's consistently busy here with people taking advantage of the greater service and expertise and amazing product range.
Definitely.
Other side of this, more. CliffCentral.com. Friday afternoon, though, certainly is a great day to hang out at Lifestyle Home Garden. And I was just saying to Robin Sher, who's the marketing manager here at Lifestyle Home Garden, that the offering has evolved to a point where you can really do basically everything here and be pretty sure that what you're buying and the service that you're experiencing is a world class, because certainly a lot of love goes into running a place like this. Lifestyle Home Garden is perhaps what keeps Dalen Gibbons up every night as the general manager. As he probably sits on the Weather Channel like every 5 seconds, seeing what's the weather like, how's it going to affect all my inventory, all my stock, what about the headboards that I'm putting into this place, like just so much on the mind of a Dalen Gibbons who joins us now in addition to a Robin Sher. Dalen, in sort of a sentence, what would you describe life like as the general manager of a Lifestyle Home Garden?
Dynamically, uniquely, strainingly, surprisingly, entertainingly, invigorating.
Wow. See, it's a lot. I mean,
I can't put it into a single word.
It must just be the craziest of days that you have. What your WhatsApp must look like, whether there's a problem in the hydrangea section, whether there's a problem in the tool section. I mean, you must just look at your life sometimes and think, like, how is this my life? But certainly incredibly rewarding, right?
Definitely. I think you nailed it on the head there, Ari. It's very dynamic. It's a unique place, but it's such a blessing to also work here, because it never stays the same, and there's always something to challenge you and to get you to grow, excuse the pun.
Yeah. I couldn't help but notice just now, Robin, some of the Lifestyle employees walking around were just so stoked to see you and hear you speak about the work that you do. And culture is the make or break of any organization. And it seems like the culture here at Lifestyle Home Garden, whether you're a consumer walking in who's going to engage with one of the different people that can help you, or whether you're a staff member who has to sit with the other staff members during lunch, is something that's incredibly important to you. How would you describe the culture here, and how does it spill over into the consumer?
I think you're so right, Ari. The thing about Lifestyle is that it's actually a family business.
Yeah.
Started by a family, and there are lots of family members that work here. And I think that actually filters through to all the employees. Whether you're a family member or not, it feels like we're all a family. A lot of the employees that work here, this is our 30th year. It's actually our 30th birthday in December. And a lot of the employees have been working here 15, 20, 25, 30 years. And I think that just shows you that the culture is something where people love to be. They love to come to work. They love to work for Lifestyle. And people are loyal because we all support each other. It's a very fun environment, but at the same time, productive and successful. And I think that is what makes people happy working for Lifestyle, which I think is very, very important, obviously.
Well, it's very exciting that you're going to be turning 30 soon. And perhaps what's more exciting is that you're a 30-year-old with a conscience. We were speaking to Managing Director at Jams Africa, David Brown, a little earlier on about the collaboration between Lifestyle Home Garden and Jam SA. You're a super socially conscious 30-year-old. Tell us about being so about changing the world and making it a better place with Jam SA.
So I think, you know, as a business and a retail business, you always have that responsibility to give back to the community. And we try and focus on that a lot. Annually, we host a garden design show, which is on at the moment until the end of May. And every year since the beginning of this show, there's always been a charity that we support through the sale of our garden guide at that time. Because I think the company has always realized that it's important to give back, and you have to have that element. You can't just be focusing on yourselves, but rather, you know, our country and the people outside. And so, yeah, with Jam, we've just, it's actually only our second year with them, but they are an incredible organization. We have worked so well with them, and we, even after the sale of the garden guides, we've now also have a Red Bull special where we choose a plant every month, and R2 of the sale of every single one of that specific plant also goes to them, and we rotate it, and we always choose an indigenous plant, so something that is obviously local and just is obviously synonymous with their brand because they feed children in South Africa. So that's very important to us, and we really feel privileged that they also want to partner with us, and we can continue that partnership through the year.
Dylan, how would you describe kind of the culture and the ethos of this family business that is going to be turning 30 years old real soon? Because you're really in the trenches, in the thick of it every single day as the GM.
I think Robin said a lot of it, Ari. It's just the hustle and bustle. We all work hard together.
Yeah.
And we try to cultivate a culture where everyone comes together for the consumer, and that we can provide an experience that people want to come back.
Yeah.
You know, as we've mentioned before, we have a wide product range, and part of that is giving people an experience as well. Shopping is experiential these days, and people don't just shop for product. You know, service and those things play a major role. So cultivating a culture where our staff want to provide that service for customers is very important to us, and we try to do that just by the way we treat and behave each other and how we all work together for a common, you know, common cause.
And it's an incredible consumer experience if you walk into Lifestyle. I think that we've driven your biltong sales through the roof today. But I could imagine that a lot of people walk in, they come get a snack, they walk around, they have lunch. It's a great place for the kids to hang out as well. 3,000 different plants, you were saying, that you house under this one roof. So certainly there's a lot to learn too. And I mean, this is like, it's perfect space for a family to come hang out on a different day, right? In addition, and then it's that great experience that you come with the family, and then you go home and you take and you plant the thing with the kid, and then he wants to add stuff to it and then grow a vegetable patch. I mean, you're really making some magical moments, and the products that you have here inspire people with magical moments. Just before we land this, Dylan, I asked Robin what her space looks like, but what does your space look like? And put the garden in, and Robin's smiling like she knows something that he's about to tell us, and it's just astronomical. I mean, have you got 3,000 plants in your garden? Have you taken a seed of each?
No, I wish I could say I'd done that. I don't have that large a garden, but you're putting me on the spot a bit, but
you could always just say this is your garden, in which case you have one of the biggest gardens in the African continent. Yeah.
What I'd like to say is that I live in a space with so many plants every day, most of the time anyway. My garden is not too much to write home about, but it's a square space with some plants and grasses and basic stuff that I can look after. But I feel like I have enough to look after, as you said. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me going home, it's really
enough compost.
It's really just the place to relax.
Well, it's been great. Thank you so much for having us as guests today at this place that you've really evolved since the last time I was here, and certainly one of the coolest 30-year-olds I think we all know. Just one final thought, Robin. One final thought, Dylan, on why people should just come hang out. Because I think the second that you drive through the gates and walk through the door, it'll immediately make sense. But what would be sort of your personal reason as to why people should come hang?
I think that people should come here just because the vibe when you walk in and the environment that it is just something of like a sanctuary, I would say. People come here to feed their soul. And I think that that is what...
Yeah, and all week when we've been doing the live read, I love that line, feed your soul. It's really cool, yeah.
I think that because of the range of product that we have, because of the staff that work here and the family dynamics and just the way that this whole place is set out and the different kind of products, especially having the plants and the greenery and that whole living aspect, I think you can't really get that type of experience elsewhere. And so even if you aren't going to buy anything or you aren't going to be shopping, just to come have a day out, have a walk around, there's so much to do. And I think really it's just that sort of little getaway that is going to make you feel better. And yeah, like we say, it's just a place to come and feed your soul.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing, Ari. Just come to Lifestyle in order to experience it. As you mentioned earlier in the show, you won't know until you've been here.
Yeah.
It's something tangible. And if you come here, you can really feel it. And the atmosphere and experience is something unique. And I think customers should come here to experience that. Let them... what's the word?
Delve into it and experience it.
Get out of your comfort zones.
Yeah.
Come somewhere where you can express yourself.
Yeah,
I think that's really what it's about. And Lifestyle gives you a platform for that.
Absolutely. What an incredible place. Hearing there from the general manager of Lifestyle Home Garden, who has a crisis in the hibiscus area, from what I understand, needs to go to attend to that real quick. Dalen Gibbons, and then marketing manager here at Lifestyle Home Garden, Robin Scher. And you know, at the end of the day, what makes a space great or a place great is the people. And the people here are very passionate about what they do. And that's why at 30, this place looks like what it does, because there's some passionate people behind it.
CliffCentral.com